Hey everyone. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of wisdom, laughter, and we'll talk about navigating this beautiful, sometimes messy ADHD life. I'm Laura Bennett, your host, and today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Cultivating self-love as a spiritual practice for our unique brains. Ever felt like the world expects you to just snap out of it when those pesky brain fog clouds roll in? Or maybe you've compared yourself to others who seem to effortlessly juggle their to-do lists and never miss a beat. Well, let me tell you, that's not how this works. Our ADHD brains are wired differently with incredible strengths and unique challenges. But here's the good news. Embracing our neurodiversity and cultivating self-love isn't just about accepting our differences, it's a superpower waiting to be unlocked. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-love, that sounds all fluffy and Instagrammable. And hey, sometimes it can feel that way. But trust me, there's so much more to it than that. It's about acknowledging your worth, celebrating your wins no matter how small, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-love as a spiritual practice. 1. Embrace your strengths. We ADHD folks are bursting with creativity, out-of-the-box thinking, and boundless enthusiasm. Instead of focusing on perceived flaws, let's celebrate those incredible strengths that make us unique. Think about what you excel at, whether it's brainstorming ideas, connecting with people, or finding innovative solutions. 2. Reframe your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly telling you you're not good enough or you should be doing more. Yeah, that's a little imposter syndrome gremlin having a field day. Start by recognizing those negative thoughts and gently challenging them with evidence to the contrary. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and respect, just as you are. 3. Practice self-care rituals. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be lovely. It's about consciously carving out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or indulging in a good book, make time for what brings you joy and helps you recharge. 4. Seek supportive connections. Surround yourself with people who celebrate your authentic self. Find communities, online or offline, where you feel accepted, understood, and encouraged. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others can be incredibly empowering. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. This journey of self-love is an ongoing process. There will be days when you feel amazing, and there will be days when those brain fog clouds are extra thick. That's perfectly normal. Just remember to be patient with yourself, acknowledge your progress, and celebrate every step in the right direction. You know that feeling when you finally accomplish something you've been struggling with? The sense of accomplishment washes over you, and you feel a surge of pride. That feeling? That's self-love in action. Now imagine if we could cultivate that feeling more often, not just after accomplishing big goals, but as part of our daily lives. Imagine waking up each morning with a sense of excitement for the day ahead, knowing that you are worthy, capable, and loved. Imagine navigating those brain fog moments with a sense of calm and acceptance instead of getting caught in a spiral of self-doubt. That's the power of cultivating self-love as a spiritual practice. It's about shifting our mindset from scarcity to abundance, from comparison to appreciation, and from self-criticism to self-compassion. So what can you do to start incorporating this into your daily life? Start small. Choose one thing from today's episode that resonates with you. Maybe it's taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or simply speaking kindly to yourself throughout the day. Remember, every little act of self-love adds up and creates a ripple effect in your life. Keep shining bright, my friends. And remember, you are loved just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.